Acts, chapter 14. And it came to pass, S. in Iconium, that both of them went together into the synagogue of the Jews, and so spoke, that a great multitude both of the Jews and also of the Greeks believed, but the unbelieving Jews stirred up the Gentiles, non-Jews, and poisoned their minds. A.G. Ain't the brothers? Therefore, for a long time they stayed, speaking boldly in the Lord, who gave testimony to the word of his grace, and G. ranted signs A. N. D. wonders to be done by their hands. But the multitude of the city was divided, and part held wit, H. the Jews, and part with the apostles. And when there was an assault made both of the Gentiles, non-Jews, and also of the Jews, with the IR rulers, to you see them despitefully, and to stone them, they were made aware of it, and fled to Lystra and Derbe, cities of Lycaonia, and to the surrounding region. And there they preached the gospel. And there sat a certain man at Lystra, lame in his feet, a cripple from his mother's womb, who never had walked. The same heard Paul speak, who, steadfast, tly looking at him, and perceiving that he had faith to be healed, said with a loud voice, stand upright on your feet. And he leaped and walked. When the people saw what Paul had done, they lifted up their voices, saying in the speech of Lycaon, the gods have come down to us in the likeness of men. And they called Barnabas, Jupiter, and Paul, Mercury, because he was the chief speaker. Hen, the priest of Jupiter, who was before their city, brought oxen and garlands to the gates, and have done sacrifice with the people, which, when the apostles Barnabas and Paul heard of, they tore their clothes and ran in among people, cry I and sh out, and saying, sirs, why do you do these things? We also are men of like passions with you, and preach to you that you should turn from these vanities to the living God, who made heaven and earth and the sea and all things that are in them, who in times past allowed all nations to walk in their own ways. Nevertheless, he did not leave himself without witness, in that he did good and gave us rain from heaven and fruitful seasons, filling our hearts with food and gladness. And with the S.E. words, they scarcely restrained the people from sacrificing to them, and certain Jews from Antioch and Iconium came there, who persuaded the people, and having stoned Paul, drug him out of the city, supposing he was dead. However, as the disciple E.S. stood around him, he rose up and came into the city. And the next day he departed with Barnabas to Derbe. And when they had preached the gospel to that city and had taught many, they returned again to Lystra and to Iconium and Antioch, conferring the souls of the disciples and encouraging them to continue in the faith, and that we must through much tribulation enter into the kingdom of God. And when they had ordained for them elders in every church, and had prayed with fasting, they commended them to the Lord, on whom they believed. And after they had passed throughout Pisidia, they came to Pamphylia. And when they had preached the word in Perga, they went down into Attalia, and from there sailed to Antioch. from where e they had been recommended to the grace of God for the work which they fulfilled. And when they arrived and had gathered the church together, they rehearsed all that God had done with them and how he had opened the door of faith to the Gentiles, non-Jews, and there they stayed a long time with the disciples